Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Pulver's Towing. And today we're going to talk late model racing with Ryan Michelson. We're also going to hear from Steve Cole from Cole's Electric and a little more from our old friend Speed at Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Pulver Motor Service is far more than towing and recovery. Pulver has the versatility and tools to move anything with wheels. Why should you invest in a truck and trailer when for a fraction of the cost, Pulver can move your heavy equipment to the job site and back? With our years of experience and investment in equipment, Pulver Motor Service isn't limited by size, weight, or distance. See for yourself at pulvermotorservice.com. Contact us today and find out how we can help move your business forward.
Honda has found a way to make the great outdoors even greater with special offers on select 4Trax ATVs. Our lineup of tireless 4Trax ATVs are designed to tackle the toughest jobs and leave you with enough energy to enjoy a ride once the work is done. And now get up to $800 factory-to-dealer incentives on select models. Just head to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin now during the Greater Outdoors Sales Event and make this your best year outdoors yet. Factory-to-dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, celebrating 60 years as USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
So you're inviting friends over for a friendly barbecue? Nice. But if you're a true friend, you'll start with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and let me tell you why the right sauce is so important. Cookies Barbecue Sauce is made from real deal ingredients, and I haven't changed the recipe since 1976. Cookies Barbecue Sauce complements meat. It doesn't smother it. It just makes your food taste better. Smart cookies use cookies. Anything less is just meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
Napa Auto Parts has everything you need for a great harvest. Check with your local Napa store for special pricing on filters, lubricants, batteries, and more. Plus, get Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $26.99 for a 5-quart jug. Place your order online, and our parts pros will have your order ready and waiting for pickup in-store or curbside within 30 minutes. Or get free one-day shipping on online purchases over $35 on over 160,000 parts. Visit NapaOnline.com to order and learn more.
Napa know-how, Napa know-how.
Cole's Electric in Owatonna is there whether it's a small or large project with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Cole's Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Cole's other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Cole's Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
We've all heard the old saying, going the extra mile. When it comes to repairing your vehicle, that old saying rings true at Midwest Collision in Faribault. You may have to drive that extra mile, but Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision will reward you with quick and educational estimates. Plus, they'll go the extra mile to make sure you are completely satisfied with your repair. Call Midwest Collision today at 332-2434. They're miles ahead of the competition.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by late model driver Ryan Michelson. And Ryan, you are originally from Jamestown, North Dakota. Now that is a racing town. Is that where you got your interest in racing and got your start?
Well, technically, I live in Alexandria, Minnesota right now. I've lived in Alec for about a year and a half, but I was born and raised in Jamestown, North Dakota. And yes, that town is a healthy racing town, partially because there's nothing for 100 miles, so having a racetrack in Jamestown was definitely the thing to do.
Now, that is a really good point. Nothing to do for 100 miles, but also people don't realize how special it is when you have a track right in your hometown.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I grew up watching races in Jamestown, but I was very fortunate. My dad sponsored John Carell, nicknamed Johnny C. He had the Perkins in Jamestown and sponsored Johnny C for 20 plus years, and you know, I was fortunate to be that 10-year-old kid to ride in the back seat to go racing to Fargo or Mandan or Minot, and It was pretty awesome to go on the road and see different tracks.
Ryan, you ran modifieds in Jamestown and also did some USMTS racing with Scott Bintz.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I've been very fortunate. I've raced under several different sanctioning bodies, and I've been very fortunate to drive other people's cars and got to travel and run a lot of different racetracks and a lot of different sanctioning bodies.
Your grandfather, Marv, is a big fan of your racing career. Did Marv ever do any racing himself?
My future grandpa-in-law would be Marv, and then my grandpa is Leo Agin, and he grew up in the Fergus Falls area, and he has a ice racing oval background, but I'm actually the first generation driver. My dad was a outdoorsman, and he ran that Perkins Family Restaurant, and, you know, he didn't know much of a difference between a shock and a spring, and I didn't know much of a difference between a waffle and a pancake. So we had a lot of growing pains being first generation in the deal, but we were very passionate about the sport and had a lot of fun along the way.
Have you ever dabbled in that ice racing? Because you got to be used to the cold if you're going to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was fortunate. I got my snowmobile in years out of me when I was young because there ain't much snowmobiling a guy can do in North Dakota. You find a ditch and you spend all day. I just loved racing in the summer. So the winter time I played some hockey. So I wasn't crazy about the snowmobiling. I got beat up in my teenage years on it and didn't have that extra passion to go snowmobile racing.
How did you meet Mackenzie Gurdes?
So Mackenzie, I knew of her brother Brady because I raced B-mods against Brady 10 plus years ago. So I knew of Brady. I talked to him a couple times. And Mackenzie's a few years younger than me, but I met her when I was racing USMTS for Scott Bintz. Brady would run USMTS as well, and Mackenzie would run with her B-mod at the time. She was in Wilmer, and then I met her and got to know her down in Deer Creek at the Fall Jamboree.
When did you decide to make the move from North Dakota to Alexandria, Minnesota?
In the spring of 2018. So I believe it was May of 2018. I chose to do that. You know, Scott at that time was kind of toning down the racing program a little bit. And I worked for Scott previously. And, you know, there was a couple different things. I felt like I wanted to go back to school. And Alex Tech has a great college program. I was dating Mackenzie long distance for about a year and a half. And the Gerke family, Abby Gerke and Ryan Gerke, needed some help on the farm and their racing program, and they presented me with a job opportunity. So nothing against Scott. I'm still very good friends with Scott. He still sponsors my race car. But it felt like I was running towards my future instead of running away from Jamestown. So it felt like the right move.
You also decided to make the change from modifieds to late models because it was more cost effective. You don't hear those words cost effective in racing anymore, but the move just made financial sense at the time, right?
Absolutely. You know, I'm a pretty low budget guy. I do that because of choice. You know, I know a guy can get wrapped up in the deal and spend a lot of extra money that isn't quite needed in some areas, but for it to make financial sense is that my racing needs to pay for racing. And I felt that the CT525, the crate engine in the late model, was the answer. I ran that engine in USMTS modified. Now, if USRA and USMTS modified were closer at a regional level, I would have probably stayed in a modified. But when I didn't have many motor options, the 525 engine made the most sense. And the only class that supported that engine was the Wasota late model. And I do have a little bit of a burning desire for late models. I'm more of a mod guy, but I think I found a good home with a late model because it suits my driving style. I really enjoy going to the big money shows. And like I said, it is fairly cost effective. You do have to spend your money on brand new tires, but you can get by with a limited supply of parts and not much upkeep.
I also want to award you with the Dirt Show's Best Hauler Award. It is cool to see an open ramp trailer still getting a job done. That thing is cool, and if I saw you going down the road, I would definitely make a U-turn and follow that to the races.
Thank you. You know how everybody wants to have their classic car when they get old, convertible Mustang? Well, I've always wanted a ramp truck, and Rich Thomas from Aberdeen, South Dakota, had it for a number of years, and I saw it from a distance. I knew it had potential to look pretty awesome, but I knew it would need a lot of work. And when I seen it come up for sale, I jumped to the bid. I think he said he put it online for 20 minutes and it was sold, and I knew I had to have it. But yeah, that thing actually drives like a Cadillac. I love driving it. You know, I had the Gurkies with me up in Grand Forks, and we went through the McDonald's drive-thru with it, and they enjoyed it.
I had some old late model racing legends on the show in years past, Mert Williams and Jim Davis, and those guys used to tell me they would race those old ramp haulers all the way from southern Minnesota here up to Cedar Lake Speedway, and the speeds that they were hitting on the old two lanes was pretty fast.
Yeah, once I got to North Dakota, I could let her sing a little bit. And when I went down to Watertown earlier this year, I was able to get on I-29 and do 85, no problem.
You work for Coca-Cola Bottling in sales. Does anything work better than getting the product directly into customers' hands, like setting up at the racetrack and handing somebody a can of a new product and saying, try this? Because I've found out once I try something, if I like it, I'm a customer for life.
Yeah, I don't sell directly to consumers. I sell to businesses. So I personally enjoy demonstrating and explaining the benefits and features with something. But we had a Viking Coke night in Alexandria a couple weeks ago, and we got to bring the car up in front of the grandstands for people to see and hand out free cans of Coke Energy and then get to have conversations. And I really enjoy that. I'm usually never shy to a crowd of people, and I enjoy, you know, having that 3 to 5 minute conversation with people, especially at the racetrack, because you know, we live and breathe the same thing.
I think there's a lot of businesses that could benefit from direct promotions with the racetracks and meeting people at the gates coming in and showcasing their products.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of opportunities because you have a collective audience, and the audience is usually engaged for that three-hour window. I never really seen myself as much of a promoter because I enjoy driving more than anything else. But it's an interesting audience because you have them completely engaged for 3 hours. And it feels like the dead time that some racetracks, it could be used elsewhere. I have a hockey background, so I find the intermission games that they play, whether they throw the puck on the ice for a dollar or they have a show in between, I find that those are fairly entertaining for your average person to come to. And it feels like that some racetracks could do a better job. Some do a good job, but you have the engagement of the audience for X amount of time. But racetracks, you know, we go to the races to watch races.
You are a very big Dale Earnhardt fan. The new documentaries on the history of Jungle Park and the abandoned Richard Petty junkyards, those documentaries are really cool, digging up the old history, and I know you enjoy racing history also.
Yeah, you know, I kind of grew up a Dale Earnhardt fan, but I was more of a Dale Jr. fan because of his backwards hat and kind of his persona that carried with him. And Dale Jr. has done a really good job. He's brought my engagement back into NASCAR since he's now a commentator and holds a podcast. But, you know, for the history of things, you know, I think of like the golden days of like Wasota, North Dakota, where you got Marlon Seidler, who still races, John Correll, Leo Burkhartsmeyer, Brian Strand, that era. One thing that I always kind of appreciated was like the old days in Wheatown that my dad and Johnny C used to talk about, and I try to make it to Zorba's and Otter Tail at least once a year. And when we drive by Wheatown, which flooded in the early 90s, I usually stop and take a look around and look at the golden years of an abandoned racetrack.
Season championship night, you parked it in Victory Lane at Viking Speedway. What a way to end the regular season.
Yeah, that was cool. That was the Viking Coke night. So my boss and other colleagues and, you know, I believe our VP of sales from Coke was in attendance that night. So it was really cool to get a win on Coke night with the Coke car and the Coke employees. So I didn't really run for points at all in Alec. I missed a few nights because I went and ran my late model at different tracks, but I usually try to just get a win more or less than chase points. But anytime you can get a win, it's very good.
On top of working, racing, you are also getting married in a few short months. What has it been like to enjoy your racing career with someone else?
Well, Mackenzie, yeah, she's, you know, we get to, we have a very interesting relationship because she races herself. So she has a very good understanding and identification with conversations, the lifestyle, and all that stuff. But, you know, for Mackenzie, she isn't one to give me a pat on the back, which I love about her. She can be very stern, and she gets some structure on me, and I enjoy that because it makes me try harder to get a compliment out of her. But she definitely compliments me in that way.
Your future brother-in-law, Brady Gurdes, also secured the modified track championship at Viking Speedway. Does everyone chip in and help out on everyone's car if there are issues?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Gurdes Racing, they have it's a very well-oiled machine. They have certain people that do certain things, and it feels like nobody really has to communicate when they get to the track or at the shop. They just do their thing, and they trust one another. And a little different for me. I'm kind of, I fly a little solo because I keep my race car at a different place. I keep it at home, whereas the Gurdes cars are all in Villard. But anytime I ask for help, they're right there.
Ryan, now here's a great racing story. You even managed to park it in the trees one night and come back to win that heat race. Now that's a great story.
Yeah, that was up in Ada. And Ada doesn't usually have late models. It's been a few years since they've had late models up there. But I used to run Ada weekly in my B-Mod days. So I ran that track 3 years every week. And I never put it in the trees up there. So I think it's kind of fitting 10 to 12 years later, I ended up putting it in the trees because I always watch somebody else be like, oh, man, I wish that would never be me. And then it ends up happening to me, but no damage. They were pulling branches out of the car, and I think a couple branches still fell off the car when I was racing.
The new helmet, that is just plain cool. How did that idea come about?
Yeah, I had a Sioux sticker on my helmet last year, but the long story of it is 1 year I drove Scott Bentz's B-Mod at the Wasota 100, and I believe Corey Crasper and Michael Truscott were racing B-Mods at the time at the 100 as well, and they had the Wisconsin Badgers and Michigan Wolverines on the side of their car in their helmet, and I bleed green for UND hockey, and we have more national titles than those other two teams, so I let them know how good UND is, and I thought that was kind of neat to put on the old Fighting Sioux stickers.
In 2019, you ran both your limited late model and a late model and picked up 8 feature wins between Fergus Falls and Viking Speedway. That was a good year.
Yeah, we left a few wins on the table. It was a good year. I went back to school, so I drove Rocky Johannek's car majority of the year, and that was my first year running his car full-time, so the timing came out good because I went back to school, I did summer classes, and I was pretty busy, so I was very fortunate to just show up with my helmet and do a couple tires, and we had a fast car all year.
How did it feel to finally get to race in 2020 and then to pick up your first feature win of the season in June?
Pretty good. I'm usually, I live and breathe for September, so I'm never too excited to get out of the gate in like May. So when the season started in mid-June, you know, I was prepared. I had about a month of just kind of fixing the little bugs and making sure everything's good. And to get the win off the bat in Fergus, it was a good reflection of how I worked on my car over the winter. I went into the race with a lot of confidence, and I knew I had my ducks in a row, so it felt good to get that reassurance that I have a good car for the remainder of the summer.
You made the trip to Cedar Lake Speedway for the Masters Classic. How did that end up for you?
Not so good. That was a very humbling weekend. That's very tough competition for the Masters, but I've never raced Cedar Lake in the late model, only in a modified. And with that level of competition and a track that I haven't raced at in a number of years, there was a lot to catch up on. especially for speed-wise. But it was very rewarding because I worked on my car constantly just to try to get better to stay with the fast guys. And I didn't make the show the first two nights, but I made the main event on Saturday night, which was the 10,000. So we were moving everything in the right direction up to the last night.
You mentioned the speed. I know as a fan going to Cedar Lake and seeing the late models out there on the track, the maneuverability and the speeds that they're reaching, it is awesome to watch from a fan standpoint. I can't imagine as a driver what it's like on the track.
Yeah, sometimes those smaller bowl rings as a driver feel much faster than what actually appears to be from the fan's perspective. Grand Forks is probably the fastest place in a car just because you're constantly churning high bank, a lot of G-forces. And Cedar Lake shares some of the same characteristics. The thing I love about Cedar Lake is it's somewhat like Jamestown where it's really wide, so you can be creative on the types of lines you want to run.
You also took the car out to the Dakota Rumble at Brown County Speedway in Aberdeen. Lots of Minnesota cars on hand. How did you do in Aberdeen?
Terrible. That wasn't a good experience. I didn't get a good draw. I started in the back. The track was very difficult to maneuver around. And I think I maybe passed one car in my heat race. And then I ran the B main the next day, and I believe I was trying to pass for a transfer spot, and I got caught up in a wreck.
You just came off two rock-solid nights at Viking Speedway, September 5th and September 6th, with second place on both nights. Do you think you had something for the leader, or was he just that much faster?
There was two different leaders, or two different winners each night. The first night, I didn't get a good jump on the start, and the track was really fast that night. And I was able to reel him in towards the end when the track started to slow down. I would have had something for him if the race was five laps longer. The second night, I wish the race was five laps shorter because I led the first 10 or so, and I was holding on to dear life because it turned into a pretty slick racetrack at the end. And the guy that beat me, Nick Pedinsky, he was much better.
Last Saturday night, you ran the 14th annual John Seitz Memorial Race at River City Speedway. I've been to that track and seen it, but I've never been there for a race. What is that like to run on?
Intimidating. My fiance Mackenzie came up there, and she lets me know when I'm getting too high on the track, because if you blow it off the top, it's basically a cliff off the track. But that's an intimidating racetrack because how fast it is, how high banked it is, and how tight things race there. But I've raced there in my B-Mod years, so 10-plus years ago, and I have a little bit of experience there. But the one thing that's really cool about Grand Forks is they do a good job on their track prep, and they got a lot of rain on Friday, and we didn't start the races till about 10 o'clock Friday night, and our heat races were about as fast as they could ever be there because of all the rain and the moisture in the track. But those types of joints, you know, you just kind of have to have good peripheral vision and, you know, just keep your speed up.
With all of the distractions 2020 has brought, it seems to have been a great year of racing for you. And also, you and McKinsey both got your degrees in 2020, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and majority of the credit goes to McKinsey. She was able to push me back to school and, you know, encourage me along the way of, you know, completing my degree, which was on my bucket list of things that I wanted to get done. And of course, her with racing, you know, she encourages me and pushes me very hard in racing. And she makes sure that I spend the time needed on the car, even though sometimes I don't feel like it or I don't ask for help. She's always been very supportive of keeping my car up to speed. And of course, going to these other races, you know, I had to take Friday off of work to head up to Grand Forks, and she drove up Friday night. So I would give her majority of the credit.
Every time I see a photo that she posts on Facebook of the two of you together, if there was any two people that were meant to be together, it's you guys.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, You know, when I first met her, I was very blunt, basically, off the bat, and say, hey, I live in Jamestown. This is what I got going on in my life. This is where I'm at and where I'm going. And she wasn't scared. I didn't shy her away, and she was very interested. And we've been able to share the same passions together, and I'm very excited for our future.
And racing, especially racing late models, takes some good sponsors, and you've got some great ones on board.
Yeah, absolutely. My family, of course, is huge supporters. They live in Jamestown, but my dad makes sure he comes to Fergus every weekend to watch me. My grandpa, Leo, he's always there. My mom, they try to make it when they can, but they're huge supporters, and you know, they keep me going in this deal, because sometimes I have to remind myself it's not about me, it's about the people that I race for as well, like my family and Mackenzie and my grandpa, and of course my sponsors, Scott Bintz at RHR Swag and Red Hat Rebel Storage has been a supporter of me for 15 years, and talk to him once a week on the phone. I help him with his car, and you know, we just have a great relationship. Bob Sagan at ShockerHitch.com, my good buddy Jim Leiford from Leiford Painting in Watertown, South Dakota. He helps me out and gets me Scott Ward and Chad Becker's used tires and anything I need in between. And Mackenzie, she owns and operates her own daycare, and I call the Mackenzie Care Speed Shop is where I have my race car. So with all those people, I couldn't do it.
What are the plans for racing for Mr. and Mrs. Michelson in 2021?
I'm always undecided until the last minute. I kind of go fly by the seat of my pants, but Mackenzie will race her A-Mod for sure next year with her brother in Fergus and Alec every week. I really enjoy the late models. I don't see myself shying away from them. I could see it happen if they drop a lot of the local tracks, would drop them. I wouldn't be opposed to going back to a modified, so that would be a possible discussion this winter. But I really enjoy the late model, and I would like to try a different car for next year and run majority of the money shows, kind of like what I've done this year.
Ryan, thank you so much for your time being with us here on the Dirt Show, and good luck through all the fall specials, and thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, and I appreciate it.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a Powerlift architectural door on your home or cabin. Powerlift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your Total Source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs, from chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Hello everyone, Chad Weirs, Weirs Machine and Racing Products. Today we're going to talk a little bit about carb adapters. We make all kinds of different two-barrel and four-barrel carb adapters for different style intakes, from a Quadrajet GM intake to a Holley 4412, the four-barrel aluminum intakes with a two-barrel with an adjuster, tapered bore. We make everything with a flared bore to make horsepower or straight bore, and the rules don't let you have the flaring to make horsepower. We do make some 604 crate spacers. If you're running a crate engine series, we make four-barrel to four-barrel spacers, half-inch, one-inch tall. And then probably one of the most popular things recently in the dirt racing is to take power away as the grip goes away in the racetrack. So we have all kinds of restrictors to take horsepower away as the night goes on. We make them in one-piece versions, so it's just a one-piece with a tapered bore in there to take horsepower away at the end of the night. Or we make the inserted style where you have a real nice spacer, so you have the standard flare in there when you start out the night and you want max horsepower, and then as the night progresses and the track loses grip, then you would put a smaller reducer in there to take horsepower away. These insertable styles are available in 1-inch and 2-inch tall, and the one-piece versions are also available in 1-inch or 2-inch tall. The reducers are available in a a 1-inch that takes away 14% of the horsepower, an inch and an eighth takes away 7% of the horsepower, and the inch and a quarter takes away 4% of the horsepower. So you simply multiply your horsepower by that percentage, and that'll tell you how much horsepower each insert would take away roughly. Or you can buy them, take them to your engine builder, and then he can run all of them through the process and give you an accurate number on how much horsepower they're going to take away on your engine combination. For more information on these or any of our fine products, check them out at weirdsmachine.com.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packing products when it comes to shipping your business products? Foamcraft Packaging in Owatonna provides a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call 455-2893. That's 455-2893.
Hey, Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad installed, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, please let us know at Wolf & Sons. We have dump trucks, excavators, a backhoe, bulldozer, and road grader to help you with your large or small projects around your house, farm, or business. Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524.
Arrow Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at arrowracewheels.com.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Steve Kolf from Kohl's Electric. And Steve, there are a lot of things going on right now around the country that are impacting businesses, but Kohl's Electric seems to be just as busy as ever.
Hey, thanks, Clayne. Yeah, it's booming like normal, just one thing after another. Everything's falling our way.
Now, are there certain restrictions, depending on which businesses you're going in, that you always have to be aware of the rules and regulations for each place you're entering?
It's a lot of distancing and masks and, you know, all your basic safety, sanitary rules we have to follow.
I also want to thank you for being a sponsor of Chateau Speedway. It's great to see your billboard down there in the infield. And I know last year, talking to your staff down there the night you were the track sponsor, they were having a ball.
Yeah, we had a great time down there. It's a great facility. They work hard to keep it up and always are doing things to add on to it. So it's a great time to go down there and have a great night.
Let's start off talking about some of your high-profile jobs. Many listeners have seen the huge Ag Power building on Highway 14 near Owatonna, and also the huge new addition at the lettuce factory on I-35 North. Weather was not your friend on that project for a while.
No, it definitely wasn't, and then at the end of it, a lot of people left for COVID, so we kind of got held... We were there holding the bag to try to get it finished up.
You look at the amount of wiring that would go into a factory like that. That is an amazing undertaking, and it sounds like they're going to be expanding even more in the future.
Yeah, if things keep going the way they're going, they're looking at doing some more projects. It's kind of a different way of thinking, and they think outside the box out there all the time, and it seems to be working for them.
Many new businesses are choosing to upgrade existing buildings. You see so many empty buildings sitting around that are being repurposed. Rewiring and upgrading outside and inside lighting, Kohl's Electric can help those customers through the entire process, from looking at the empty building to giving them ideas and designing all of that.
Yeah, they take like an old warehouse or something and they want to turn into a manufacturing facility where we can change out the lights and do some more energy efficient ideas, so it'll help save on the service and different things of just money savings all the way around.
Power outages. Many businesses do not have the option to go without power. Generators are a big factor in keeping those businesses online. you also offer generator installation services.
Yeah, we're looking at different projects on generators now with the utilities. They can do a demand and shut you off, and they help pay for the generator, so it's not too bad of a payback if you have to have a generator.
And also with the generator, is there a maintenance program that comes with those? Because the last thing you want is the power to go out and find out your generator failed.
Yeah, generators like insurance. You got to have it, but you want it to work when you need it. So it's one of them things that's got to run when you need it.
Wind and solar has become a huge business in our area. You see solar fields and wind fields going up everywhere. What goes into one of those projects as far as getting that power to the people?
Well, we start with utilities and do a calculation of what you need, and they build the infrastructure to you, and then we design it from there and get it all the panels installed and work on a service and build it on out from there.
Trenching versus directional boring. What are the benefits of both of those services that you can provide?
Yeah, trenching is kind of like the old way of doing it. We still do a lot of it. It's a little more cost-effective, but directional boring underneath a street or a driveway or a real nice yard or through some trees, you don't have to disrupt. So we do a lot of directional boring for anywhere from utilities to tile line to just a regular water line to a hog barn or any other building. You can just directional bore it right to where you want to go.
The amount of power a large farm operation needs to keep all of its systems online has really changed over the last decade. Coles Electric specializes in these type of services.
Yeah, we kind of come into your site and kind of ask you what you're going to need. Or biggest thing is, what's your thoughts? All these grain dryers and everything, they're little mini elevators. They're not like the old one little dryer and two little bins. Everything's getting bigger and bigger.
The knowledge and experience necessary to properly wire hot tubs, pools, landscape lighting, and surround sound systems. Not everyone can offer those services, but because of your knowledge and experience, you can.
Yeah, we got quite a few guys, and each guy's different, and some guys like to do the speakers and different cameras and all that kind of stuff, and some guys don't want nothing to do with it, so we put the right guy to do the right job, try to, and kind of put it together as most inexpensive as possible.
Thermal imaging, being able to find trouble spots before they become a real emergency, is another service that Coles Electric offers.
Yeah, we've got a couple cameras that we do a lot of, the insurance companies are pushing that, so we go in and do a thermal imaging scan of all your panels, and it lets you know if you got a potential issue coming down the road.
Steve, how can they find out more about all of the services that you offer at Coles Electric?
Give us a call at 507-451-1387 or look us up on the internet.
Steve, I want to thank you for supporting Area Racing and also for being a big supporter of the Dirt Show, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the Dirt Show today.
Thanks, Clayton, for all you do, and be safe, and we'll see you again.
Justice Brothers Automotive, Agricultural, and Industrial Additives, Lubricants, and Cleaners have been in business for over 80 years. Justice Brothers is America's brand for quality, manufacturing oil additives, fuel additives, coolant additives, and many more products to keep your vehicles and equipment running smoothly. Decrease downtime and increase machinery reliability and life, which increases your profits. Justice Brothers products are available at your local parts store, fleet stores, and hardware stores. Call us at 1-800-533-7492 or visit our website at www.justicebrothers.com. Proud sponsor of the Dirt Show and many Midwestern race teams over the past 50 years. Ask racers like Bob Hopp, Joe and Jimmy Kuba, Terry McCarl, Greg Dolansky, Kelly Schrock, Travis Sherman, Brooke Tatnell what they think. Performance is proof. Reliability is essential. Go with the winner. Justice Brothers.
This is Brian Van Meveren with USAC car number 24, and you're listening to The Dirt Show. You already know Rhino Ag builds the most robust tractor accessories in the agriculture industry. Ever wondered what a Rhino would cost? Go to rhinoag.com and click on the Build Your Rhino tab. Select the product and spec it out with any option we offer. As always, contact your local dealer for any finance specials or seasonal offers at rhinoag.com.
This is Larry Moore, late model Hall of Fame driver, and you're listening to The Dirt Show.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro Grade full synthetic oil and high performance lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology, enhanced durability and wear protection from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's biannual raffle sprint car giveaway is rapidly coming to a close with our drawing on Friday, December 18th this year. We'd like to especially thank Speedway Motors, EMI Chassis, and all of the component builders and manufacturers for donating all of the pieces and parts and labor to build this beautiful number 4X Speedway Motors raffle sprint car for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. If you'd like to get a chance to get in on this year's raffle, the 4X Raffle Sprint Car, all you have to do is visit sprintcarraffle.net to get your tickets to win this beautiful race car. Tickets are $20 each or $6 for $100, and the drawing is December 18th, right before Christmas this year. So visit rafflesprintcar.net for all of the details on how you can win this beautiful new Speedway Motors EMI 410 Sprint Car on December 18th. And thank you for supporting the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, stock cars, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the U.S. MTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the USA. To get the power from your motor to the tires, run with a proven winner today with the number one choice in carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shafts. Call Fast Shafts today, made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and as always, I'm joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, the regular season of racing is over and we're into the specials. What a great time to take your grill out to the campground or tailgating at the races and cook up some hamburgers, brats, ribs, and you have a great idea for a seasonal side dish.
Oh, I tell you what, plain as jalapeno sweet corn is just to die for. What you can do is you can just take those throwaway half pans, those foil pans, or if you got a cast iron skillet to set on your grill, or if you want to do it on your camp stove, that'll work too. Put some butter in the bottom of the pan and take a couple of jalapeno peppers and cut the stems off and split them and take a spoon and scrape the seeds and stuff out of them and then just dice them up and throw them in that hot butter and let them kind of simmer them in that butter for a little bit. And then I took 4 ears of sweet corn and cut the corn off the cob and put that in that butter with that jalapeno pepper. And then if it looks like it's getting a little bit low on butter, why, a little more butter don't hurt anything. And then I do 1 teaspoon of our cookies flavor enhancer, sprinkle that over the top of it. And then I take a package of Philadelphia cream cheese, and I just take about a third of that and dice that up and throw that cream cheese in with that corn and jalapeno pepper, and then about a quarter of a cup of whole milk added, and just keep stirring that and makes kind of a cream-style corn with that jalapeno pepper in it. I'll tell you what, I fixed that the other night, and you talk about good. I'll tell you what, that was mighty tasty, and it's so easy. So again, a couple of jalapeno peppers diced up, 3 or 4 ears of sweet corn, just cut the kernels off and throw that in with the jalapeno pepper along with the butter and just cook that through for a couple minutes and get the corn done. I think I probably cooked mine about probably 4 or 5 minutes, and then diced up a third of a block of cream cheese and a little milk in there to thin it out a little bit, and a teaspoon of cookie flavor enhancer, And boy, I'll tell you what, I had some yummy style cream corn. It wasn't wipeout hot, but it had just a nice little bit of fire to it. And if you wanted to tame it down, well, you could do it, just use one jalapeno instead of the two. Or if you want to go the other way, use three instead of two. So very versatile recipe and mighty tasty, Clayne.
And Speed, like all of the cookies, barbecue sauces, and seasoning products, your flavor enhancer is award-winning and no MSG.
Yeah, no MSG in it, I'll tell you what, and it goes good on sweet corn, all types of proteins, all types of vegetables, goes good on popcorn, so grab a bottle today, cookies, flavor enhancer, and all-purpose seasoning, available at all your finer stores, and if not, why, just go to our website, cookiesbbq.com.
As always, thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
You betcha. Have a good one, Clayne. Have a good one, buddy, and stay safe and stay in touch.
Byers Engine Service of Rochester opened its doors in 1975. Hi, this is Corey. Since 1975, we've been offering complete engine machining services and assembly. From flatheads to big blocks, wide blocks to drag race engines, and street rods to pulling tractors. Plus, Byers Engine Service offers complete dyno service. So if your race car or street car needs a little under the hood, trust the place who's been there since 1975. Contact Byers Engine Service at 507-282-5586.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme powder coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit extremepowdercoating.net for more information. Extreme
powder coating. The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety. And Hinchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
Founded by Jesse Olson in 2004, Medieval Chassis was formed to fulfill a need for better engineered race cars. Medieval Chassis' new state-of-the-art facility has made it a leader in the stock car racing industry and two-time IMCA national champions. The use of a fiber tube laser, CNC tube bender, and flat laser allows Medieval Chassis to engineer and develop a chassis that exceeds all others in performance and adjustability. Find out more today at MedievalChassis.com.
Have you ever been stuck? I mean, really stuck. This is Darcy from Pulver Towing. Over the years, we've been called to fields and job sites where they've spent days trying to free a piece of equipment from the muck. If you don't have time to wait, call Pulver Towing. Our towing experts will have you out in hours instead of days. With locations in Rochester, Worthington, Fulda, and Marshall, if you're stuck, call Pulver Towing today.
Hi, this is Jim Misgan from Misgan Auto Parts. Misgan Auto Parts has been buying junkers and providing parts to our customers since 1972.
And our other vintage lot down at Glenville, M2 Auto Parts,
with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Misgan Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. And we ship out parts daily. Call us today, 684-2100, or check us out at Misgan.com.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Well, rain, rain, go away was the story at Boone this year at the IMCA Super Nationals. In the big dance for the Modifieds, it was Ricky Thornton Jr. over Cody Laney. In the big dance for the IMCA Sport Mods, it was Jonathan Logue over Cody Thompson. And in the big dance for the IMCA Hobby Stocks, Nathan Ballard over Dylan Nelson. In the race of champions for the Hobby Stocks, Cody Nielsen. In the race of champions for the Modifieds, Jesse Sobbing. In the race of champions for the Stock Cars, Kelly Shryock. And in the Sport Mod race of champions, Jonathan Logue. The All-Star Modified Invitational winner was Ricky Thornton Jr. over Jeff Eike. Mississippi Thunder Speedway in Fountain City, Wisconsin also had to fight the rain for the Mod Nationals starting last Thursday night.
September 10th in the USRA B-Mod A-Main, Zach Benson over Ben Mowdry, and in the Modified A-Main, Jake O'Neill over Jacob Blees. On to Friday night show, which started in the mid-afternoon at 3 p.m. in the USRA B-Mods, Brandon Maitland over Dan Hoofden, and in the USRA Modified A-Main, Jason Vandekamp over Alex Guthmiller. On to Saturday night's finale, and it was a good one. In the USRA B-Mods, Tyler Scroggy coming all the way from the back of the pack to beat Sean Walski, and in the Modifieds, it was Corey Crasper over Jake Tim. Last Saturday night, it was the Jerry Richards Memorial at Cedar Lake Speedway. In a traditional non-wing sprint car A-Main, Ryan Bowers over Nick Duranko. In the 360 wing sprint car A-Main, Justin Henderson over Caleb Johnson. And in the 410 wing sprint car A-Main, Brooke Tantnell gets his fourth Jerry Richards Memorial feature win over Jordan Goldsbury. And the 600 micro sprints were also on hand in the A-Main, Mason Schubert over Noah Berglund. Madison Speedway in Madison, Minnesota was running on Sunday night, September 13th. In the Pierstock A-Main, Josh Griniger over Ethan Beckler. In the Limited Late Model A-Main, Ross Biersit over Kyle Jensen. In the Hornet A-Main, Brock Claith over Justin Sklitsky. In the Midwest Modifieds, Justin Borklin over Scott Hansen. In the Wasota Modified A-Main, Brady Gertis over Matt Smith. And in your Street Stock A-Main, Mike Jans over Justin Vogel. Tuesday night, September 15th, they were racing at the Clay County Fair Speedway with the Tri-County Late Models on hand. In the Dirt Late Model A-Main, Chad Olson over Nick Beinhoff. In the IMCA Modified A-Main, Nick Meyer over Chris Abelson. In the Stock Cars, it was Kelly Shryock over Jake Masters. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Brian Ostentowski. And in the Sport Compacts, it was Katie DeVries over Shannon Mullenberg. There are great fall specials going on all over the area. Make sure and get out and support these tracks. And also make sure you say thank you to all the sponsors. Friday night, October 2nd, the third annual Autumn Extravaganza, night one. Coles Electric will be the sponsor down there at Chateau Speedway. Please take time to thank these sponsors for supporting these local tracks.
A car guy will never forget their first hot rod, Richard Petty's STP car, or Don Garlett's Swamp Rat. If you race a car or own a car that means something to you, then CS Customs can capture those memories in a custom diecast. CS Customs are locally owned and work with you directly to get the details just right. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique for an event or your business, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0892 or see ChrisStanglersCustoms.com.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Medieval Metalworks is a 25,000 square foot facility in Mankato, specializing in CNC tube laser and bending, and is the only facility in the area with those capabilities. Medieval Metalworks is a leading precision metal fabrication shop, offering all the latest custom metal fabrication technologies under one roof. Whether you need a one-off custom part or thousands of parts produced for your business, contact Medieval Metalworks at 507-386-3930 or stop by and see them at 3010 Technology Drive in Mankato.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.